A new Congress opens in Washington this week. Even though Election Day was months ago, it's still unclear who will be sitting in the Senate chamber. And New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has withdrawn from consideration to be the next Commerce Secretary due to an investigation into a possible pay-to-play scheme. Joining us now to talk politics, as he does most Mondays, is NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Let's start off with Governor Richardson. He says he's done nothing wrong, but he doesn't want to slow down the process of filling the post of Commerce Secretary. How serious a problem is his withdrawal for the Obama transition?
It's probably less of a serious problem than it would be if all of this had become well known after he had been confirmed. In other words, once he had taken the job. Now, if the federal grand jury grinds on for another several months, the Obama administration will have moved on and appointed another Commerce Secretary. And if, as he says will happen, Governor Richardson is totally exonerated and never indicted, well, then there could be other jobs that he could fill further on down the road in the administration.
Let's turn now to the Senate. Roland Burris of Illinois, who was recently tapped by Governor Rob Blagojevich, says he'll show up at the Senate door. Senate leaders have said they won't seat him. So what's going to happen?
I suspect we'll have a little scene that will be a lot of fun for the television cameras in the lobby outside of the Senate tomorrow. Today, the drama will be at Midway Airport in Chicago, where Roland Burris plans to have a news conference shortly before taking off and flying to Washington. Then I expect he will have some kind of a news conference when he arrives in Washington, perhaps at the airport, perhaps somewhere else. But why not at the airport, and then perhaps one on the way into Washington, and then when he arrives at the Capitol. Now, the Senate is not meeting today, so the confrontation, if there is to be one, would occur tomorrow when he attempts to be seated. But what will happen, I suspect, is that they will pass on his certification papers to the Rules Committee to be examined, and the Rules Committee will take some time to decide whether or not they think those papers are in order.
And back there in Illinois, what's the latest on the impeachment proceedings with the Governor Rob Blagojevich?
In Springfield today, members of the House Impeachment Committee are reviewing a draft summary of the allegations against Rod Blagojevich. This is a rather hefty document. As you know, he is accused of much, and they don't know exactly whether or not they're going to make any kind of recommendation out of the committee today, but partly because of the Burris involvement and the controversy about that appointment, there is a great new sense of haste about this proceeding in Springfield, Illinois. So I expect that the committee is probably going to come to some sort of a vote this week. That would mean the House could vote later this month, and the trial could begin fairly quickly in the Senate. I believe the legislature, which has never had any fondness for Rod Blagojevich, would be quite eager to get this process done in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks.
So, Ron, if the governor is impeached and Roland Burris isn't seated, how and when might the people of Illinois get a new senator and a new governor?
They will get a new governor immediately upon the impeachment of Rod Blagojevich in the person of Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, who would be empowered to take over. He would then probably, as one of his first acts, appoint a senator. And there would be no cloud that I know of or that has been brought to light to date over that appointment. So that person would then have a clear path to become the new senator from Illinois. One thing that Pat Quinn could do that might resolve all of this growing conflict would be to appoint Roland Burris, who would have been waiting those several weeks to take his seat and who would then have no impediment to taking his seat.
Never a dull moment. Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.